The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every single day, I patrol the long spanning road from the city of the undead to the town of Arma. I've been doing this for 10 long years now, and at first I was greeted by families or lost soldiers, each eager and happy to see a friendly face. Then they became fewer, and only the most determined of survivalists could be found, if they wanted to be. Soon, all I found were the wandering hordes of the undead, their drooling and open mouths reaching for me with their arms outstretched. The ones that had been dead for a while had always been the easiest to kill. They barely retained their humanity, shambling around, barely able to stand, and their bodies were mostly like leather, having lingered in the sunlight for too long. I wasn't going to waste any bullets on these. I pulled the knife from my belt, held it in my fist, and stabbed it through the dusty eye socket. The blade scraped the bone, and I pulled it out, wiped the gore on its threadbare shirt before letting the body fall to the ground with a thud. I lost count of how many zombies I killed. I scanned the horizon for any more signs of them. They rarely traveled alone, and whenever you let your guard down, it was when you were likely to be attacked. My boots barely made a sound as I walked down the remnants of the paved road. Without any maintenance, the asphalt broke apart, and tall grass had become a haven for zombies without their legs. Carefully, I looked down at the ground. I made a mental note to report this and keep going down the long stretch of road. The sides of the road had cars long stripped of parts, and only a rusty shell remained. Everything was dry, and fires were common. Fortunately, there had not been one for some time now. A worn, weathered sign showed directions to cities long forgotten and abandoned by the survivors. By midday, I hoped to reach one of the few rest stops along the way. Manned by a couple of soldiers and a few civilians who kept watch, it was rough, but it would give me a few moments' rest. I knew something was wrong long before I reached it. There was a thick, black smoke coming from the rustic building, and zombies were making their slow, shambling walk toward it. I readied my knife, walking behind them, and slid it into the temple. I yanked it out, the blade dripping with rotted brains, and without time to clean it, I struck at the next zombie. One by one, I cleared a path and found my way toward the wire fences. Most of the makeshift traps had already been set off, and I had to sidestep to avoid the butchered zombies. Some who had been dispatched, and others still squirming around, snarling and hungry for flesh. Most of these ones had been bitten a couple of years ago. There were a couple who were fresh, red hair tied back in the loose ponytail and denim jacket. Instantly, I recognized her. I could smell the still fresh blood clinging to her clothing. She looked at me with barely fogged-over eyes. My friend, Jess. She was occupied with attacking who I'm guessing was the survivor. With her distracted, I walked behind her, clasped her hair around my hand, and drove my knife into her temple. Once, twice, before her body went limp. Her body draped around the fence. I cleaned my knife again and made my way into the makeshift bar. I could smell the smoke and embers still burned slightly. Corpses of the zombies and people littered the floor. I recognized some of the caravanners and people who frequent the bar. I stepped in some entrails that made me wince. No doubt it would draw more of the zombies to my location. My eyes took time to adjust to the lack of light. I heard a wet scraping and looked around to see a zombie crawling along the ground. It used its arms to drag itself forward. His jaw moved along the floor, leaving blood, and his intestines slid along behind him in bloody, twisted pieces of flesh. I was sure this was the barman. I talked to him for years, but couldn't remember his name. The red flashing lights were the only source of light inside, and that meant others would have been alerted of the fall. There was no sign of its being overrun. Perhaps it was sabotage. I walked into the command center, filled with machines making quieter beeping noises and a louder warning siren. I could smell a strange chemical, plastic burning or something. There was a blood-red arrow pointing down toward a squirming zombie, his arms tied down with twisted pieces of wire, and all of his teeth had been knocked out. His mouth was bolted open, a rotten tongue swirled around his mouth, and what remained of his eyeballs were bolted to it. Who would send this kind of message? And why? I put my hand inside his stomach, winced, and squirmed my hand around until I found a small box, pulled the message out of his stomach cavity, letting everything fall to the floor, and wiped my hand on my shirt. The zombie flailed around, and I knew I wasn't alone. I could hear running upstairs that didn't sound like a zombie's shambling walk. Whatever it was, it drew three zombies. I went to grab my knife and rifle to keep them close, only to slip on the guts and half-eaten meats of the messenger zombie. They were snarling and reaching out with their hands. I was pulled to the ground. I tried to get away. The second knife from my boot plunged into the eye socket, squirting brown liquid into the air and getting me in the face. I winced, ripping the knife out, and prepared myself for the next one. One of the zombies managed to get me from behind, trying to pull me down, and I struggled. The other zombie's hand scraped at my face and eventually pierced my eye socket and ripped out my eye. I cut the connective tissues and nearly passed out in pain. I pushed back, slamming the other zombie against the wall repeatedly. I struck it in the face with my elbow, then my fist several times, until the skull cracked, the brain in pieces. I was left with the remaining zombie, our hands locked together, the bony fingers tightly digging in, and my face was coated in blood and grime. I struggled to see. I expected death and brought the knife to my skull. No way I was going to become one of those. Still, with blood on its lips, the zombie crawled towards me. It wasn't going to get me alive. The zombie's mouth was close to my face, and I hesitated. I heard footsteps, a loud crack, and the zombie suddenly went still. My hand shook and dropped the knife as two large hazel eyes regarded me through a mask.
Stupid fucking idiot.
I heard her and felt the butt of her gun knock me out. I don't know how much time passed. I went in and out of a dark, restless sleep. I'd slowly blink and see a sterile white ceiling.
I don't think keeping him alive is a good idea.
You never think we should keep anyone alive.
I could hear the two feminine voices. One was unknown, and the other one I heard before I passed out.
Yeah, and that's how we've managed to survive for so long.
He hasn't shown any signs of turning yet.
Yet.
Was this heaven or hell? I couldn't tell. I could smell the aroma of disinfectant and curled my fingers. For some reason, I couldn't move. I wasn't in pain.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What do you think of him?
I heard a long, irritated sigh.
He's okay.
We could use a guard.
Well, we can always use something else.
I blinked groggily, listening to the conversation, and found my arms and legs were tied to the hospital bed. I couldn't see them. I opened my mouth trying to speak, and no words came out before a deep sleep took me again. I hated dreaming. Nightmares were the norm for me. I saw teeth snapping at my face, screams of people I loved. Death surrounded me. Famine. Living humans with ribs protruding from their bodies and writhing limbs, crying for food. Having to lock gates to leave them outside only for them to be torn to pieces by the undead. Whispering, crying. This time I couldn't force myself to awake. I groaned, pulled, and my body felt like it was burning. I opened my eyes and saw my two female captors staring down at me. One was short, with dark hair and eyes, and looked at me with concern, while the other, taller, with reddish hair and hazel eyes, looked at me with contempt.
You were right. He is stable.
I think he's waking up.
Where am I? I murmured. My one eye looked around at the setting, and I could feel the ghost movements of my eye try to blink. I was still alive. My heart beat in my chest, first soft and erratic, only to become more steady and firm. All due to these two. They looked at each other, clearly concerned.
You're safe. We weren't sure you were going to make it. How are you feeling?
I groaned and pulled on my restraints. Are these necessary?
Yes. We don't know you, we don't trust you, and you're lucky we don't use you as bait.
Bree, come on!
The shorter of the two answered the other, clearly irritable, and gently smacking her folded arms. Bree still glared at me coldly, and I understood. The road and people were nearly as dangerous as the zombies. At least the zombies couldn't betray you for your supplies.
Ella, you know I'm right.
I pretended to fall back asleep, overtaken by the pain and whatever medication they had me hooked up on. I might be near death, but the last thing I desired was to listen to their petty argument. If you're going to kill me, just do it already, I grumbled hoarsely. Now confronted with actually ending my life, Bree hesitated and left the room, only to soon be joined by Ella, who returned with a tray of food. I sat up and looked at my hands. For once, they were truly clean, and I marveled at them. I slipped back into sleep again. Nightmares plagued me, endless and unyielding visions of the past and my fears of the future.
We're not going to kill you. Rest. You're safe here.
Ella answered. She stood close and caressed my cheek. I flinched both from pain and... It had been a long time since I felt touch. Her hands turned my head to look at the bandage around my wound. She didn't get mad at me and smiled kindly down at me. Instantly, I was suspicious and drifted into unconsciousness. I fell asleep and woke up later to the sound of chaos around me. Bree ran toward me, gun in hand, and smacked me a couple of times across the face, hard. She didn't care about my injuries.
Hey, wake the fuck up.
I groaned. She loosened the restraints on my left side and then leaned over my body to do the right.
We're under attack. Are you good to fight?
She demanded. My muscles cramped and ached from a lack of use. I nodded and held my hand out for a weapon. I was surprised by her instantly placing a knife in my hand. My knife. Where's the other girl you were here with? I knew the look she gave me. The same one I saw when someone lost someone they loved. I heard the zombies in the distance, growling and wandering around the halls. I didn't even know where they had taken me. You're gonna have to tell me how to get out. What way are they coming from?
They're coming in the main gate. They bit Ella. She told me to run and held them off.
I was surprised she came back to get me. Weak, I would no doubt hold her back. I rubbed my arms to bring feeling back into them, and felt myself grow alert with the rising danger. I could hear the zombies' snarls, their weak walk as they smacked hard on the door. They sounded like they freshly turned. My muscles ached from use after being dormant for how long. I leaned close to her. I could smell her shampoo, a scent that had become incredibly rare. Quiet. Now, where is the exit?
All of it is barricaded up. There's only one way in and one way out.
She gestured through the double doors where the zombies were getting closer. I really hoped she didn't say that. There was no point being mad or frustrated. In times like these, the best thing you could do was to accept the cards you were dealt. I was able to get a better view at the room we were in. A hospital bed, burying gray filing cabinets, random desks, and two sleeping bags which probably held the remaining supplies. The room was barely lit, and I didn't have enough time to ask how they had power. How many floors does the building have?
4, not including the basement.
The zombies' bangs were getting more aggressive. The louder they were, the more it would attract. You're going to open one of the doors, let a couple in, then close it again. We'll take them out slowly. I murmured, and waited for her to agree. Silently, she nodded her head, then walked over, moved the barricade, and looked over at me. Now was as good a time as any. I raised my hand, she opened the door, and let 3 of them inside. They moaned with their hands outstretched, moving toward me hungrily, and I heard the door slam shut. Raspy and moaning, one was missing half of its face. Stabbing the brain was easy. I went through the side, and pieces of brain and eyes first fell to the floor. Soon, the zombie's body joined in. The next 2 were women. One had her arm missing, and it wasn't uncommon. Injuries were frequent in this hellscape. I didn't want to expend too much energy. I stepped to the side, reached out and grabbed her from behind, and stabbed her in the base of the skull. Swift and efficient. This one, who was a teenager when she was alive, had her legs kicked out from under her. With her brittle bones, they broke, and my knife drove into her skull. I met Ella's gaze and gave a nod. Time for the next round. 3 more stray zombies entered, except this time, more tried to rush past. She slammed the door. The zombie's arm reached out and gripped hers. She let out a fearful scream, only fueling them. She pushed against the door again, and I heard the crack of the zombie's arm, the bone sticking through. Soon, it was joined by others sticking through.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
limbs to pry it open. I ran over, avoiding stepping on the dead zombies with my bare feet, and pushed on the door. It kept going. I yanked the zombie's hand off hers. One of them tried to squeeze their head through the gap, the skin first pulling and then ripping clean off the skull. The dead eyes vacant, and the jaws snapping, ravenous for flesh. I stabbed it through the eye, and now I was in combat, I realized how much my blind spot could endanger my life. I could hear her screaming. We're going to have to fight them. I pulled her back and thrust open both doors. They advanced in the flickering light. Some of them were missing arms or legs, and the wounds looked too clean. Blood squirted up into the air, the cracking of bone, and the sliding of weapons. She, too, fought. And once we were done, we were both breathing heavily, trying to catch our breaths, and my muscles ached. I checked my knife. It was bloodied and undamaged. I leaned down to wipe it on one of the zombies when I saw the stitches again. Surgical. Do you know any of them? She looked away, refusing to answer. Do you know any of them? I insisted.
No, not by name. They're strangers.
She admitted, avoiding my gaze, and I had a feeling there was something grim about her response.
I'll tell you. Let's get out of here first. Here, we still have your equipment.
She rummaged through one of the filing cabinets and gave me my trusty rifle again. It felt good to have it back in my hands. I went to put my shoes on when I noticed a range of clothing and countless pairs of shoes. Looting was a normal part of life now. You took what you needed to by force. I didn't say anything. I pushed on, checking my equipment, putting it on and making sure it was in the right place. She handed me some old MREs, some water, a rudimentary first aid kit. Not enough for the two of us, but enough to get us by. She, too, prepared herself. What was this place before?
It was a hospital supplies company. There were some left when we got here.
I nodded, and I led the way. I didn't like putting my back to her. Something was off about them. Not all the lights were on, and the ones that did remain flickered. It would have been handy to be somewhere where power still worked. The doors to the other rooms down the long hallway were closed. Anything worthwhile in any of those? Ella shook her head. We were close to the stairwell when I heard a faint, moaning sound coming from one of the rooms. I paused when I realized that it didn't sound like a zombie, but rather one of the living.
Hey, let's go.
Is there someone else here with us? She tried to stand in front of me, and I sidestepped, ignoring her attempts to tell me to stop and not to worry when I opened the door. The scene in front of me, I felt the bite of chill air. The room purposefully kept cool when I saw human body parts hung up and preserved. The skins were removed and hung up. There was a barrel of hair where their heads had been shaved that was nearly overflowing. There was a bloody mincer on the table with sausages and minced meat. And I recognized the packaging. Everyone at my old settlements ate them. I ate them. Before I could turn to demand an explanation, I saw inside a cage was a man. His legs and arms had been surgically removed. Perhaps they were one of the ones that were hung up on the walls. He was strapped down at the waist, and I couldn't make out the sun-faded tattoo on his face. He squirmed. What the fuck?
We had to. They were going to hurt us.
She murmured beside us. The man looked at me and moaned, shook his head and cried out.
Go. The cannibals, please. Kill me. I don't want to live like this.
I saw movement out of the corner of my eye. I caught her by the wrist. The knife was aimed at my neck, and soon my free hand was around her throat. I headbutted her, hard, once and again. Her body went limp, and my hands went around her neck. Why the hell would you do this? Why would you do this to people? I demanded, hating myself right now nearly as much as I loathed her. She gasped and squeaked, struggling to breathe.
Why? Just tell me why.
We never ate them.
That doesn't make it better. I kept squeezing, holding firm until she stopped struggling. I exhaled. I didn't want to be alone, but I couldn't allow her to live. I prevented her from turning. I smashed her skull against the floor until it was nothing but bloody mush. The fresh blood leaked out. I exhaled and looked at the surprisingly stoic expression on the man's face.
Please, kill me. I don't want to be eaten.
They didn't bother to lock the cage. I went inside and looked at the surgical stitches. The aroma of antiseptic rich in the air, and I looked at them. It was some of the cleanest surgical scars I had seen in a long time. I will. How do you want it done? The man winced, the grim reality now facing him, and he looked down at the violent execution of Ella, then back at me. He looked about my age, perhaps a little older, and surprisingly, he also looked healthy. Most settlements had issues with food security, and most people were deficient.
How are you so healthy? Please, just kill me.
I need to know. I'll walk away and get the nearest zombie to wait outside the cage. Maybe you'll die in turn first, or perhaps the zombie will break in. Tell me. I growled at him.
We capture people for them. In return, they would give us food and medicine.
Who? How many of you are there?
I don't know. They turned on us, and please, just kill me.
This piece of shit was no better than they were. I shook my head. I wanted to give him mercy before, but not now. I heard the movement behind me. One of the zombies had not been dispatched yet. The skull cap was removed, and the brain was exposed, but intact. The teeth snapped, and I held it at the base of the head. The lips had been bitten off. I looked at the man, who realized I was not looking at him kindly. I placed the head on a tray. Either it would roll down and bite him, or it would rest close to his face and leave it up to fate.
No, no, what are you doing? Just kill me.
I didn't answer while he screamed and pleaded with me. I was tempted to leave the cage door open and let whatever that wandered in come to take a bite. I opened up Ella's...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Back, took her water, food, and other supplies that could help me. I didn't like traveling alone, yet it was only a matter of time before she would have betrayed me. I looked down the relatively empty hallway. I paused and listened in the stairwell. I could hear more people downstairs, who were likely in holding cells. Heroes always die in times like these. I put my rifle over my shoulder, using the sling, and looked down. It was difficult to see, and no doubt they used the dark to torment the prisoners. I couldn't risk it. I made my way up the various flights of stairs until I reached the highest one. So far, it was quiet. I walked, my footsteps barely making any noise, and checked room by room. I stopped close to a window. I wiped at the heavy dust so I could see out. that looked to be inside some kind of small town. Some of the buildings were semi-torn down. It was dry. At least I didn't have to worry about long grass and whatever lurked inside. The cars along the road were stripped down.
Hey.
Instantly, I recognized the voice. It was Bree. I turned and saw she had a knife in her hand. It wasn't ready to strike, but defensive. She didn't have any bite wounds or other signs of injury. In fact, she looked quite healthy. Stay back. I know about your little enterprise, I told her. A gun pointed at her would have been more threatening, but I couldn't risk the increased noise if she didn't take my threat seriously. If things had been different, I could have taken her back to the settlement.
I thought so. Look, you know what famine has done to the world. We used to have goats and chickens, other animals, but they got sick. We had to kill them and couldn't use their meat. If we didn't supply a certain amount of it, they were going to kill us.
I didn't believe her. My silence only encouraged her to keep talking.
So, one of her friends died and we used their meat, minced it up, and no one else was aware.
She shrugged, exhaled, and I wondered if she was finally happy to have someone to talk to about this.
Then we were attacked by bandits and defended ourselves. Every time we leave the building, the more dangerous it was, okay? So we cut them up and we'd sell them too.
Everyone did unconventional things to survive now and then. I winced at the memories, leaving loved ones to die, killing them so they wouldn't be eaten alive. And...
I hope you understand. We weren't going to eat or kill you, or we would have done it by now.
She smiled up at me. Now she was closer. I realized how innocent her eyes were, and they were filled with hope. Did she want me to stay here with them? Or was this an elaborate trick? Bree walked and stood close to me, barely within arm's reach. She lowered the knife, dropped it on the ground, and with the other, she rested her hand gently on my forearm. Simple touch. Something that had become alien to me, and something I longed for.
I mean, we can help each other,
I pulled her close. My knife pierced her chest, and I stared down into her eyes. They were wide, tears pooled and filled with betrayal. I couldn't let her live for this. She choked, whimpered, and before she took her last breath, I slit the blade into her temple. Why did I feel so guilty? The sooner I left this place, the better. I stumbled at first on the stairs that led up to the top of the building until I came to the roof, opened the door, and I saw signs of what they once had. It was set up as a garden with a variety of crops, and maybe it was enough to supply a couple of people. The plants were green and looked cared for. There was a makeshift water trap. I walked in the small shed, took the seeds with me, and figured they wouldn't be needing them. I kept looking for any information, and found an old world map of the local area. I was quite a long way away from home, and I would need to go through a mountain range to get back. I wanted to loot more items, yet the way back would likely be difficult, and I didn't want to be weighed down. I heard moaning behind me, the same that sent a chill down my spine. Chained up, and with thick stems growing through the body, a zombie man snarled at me, arms reaching upward. I could have left him up here, and it was unlikely to hurt anyone. Instead, I lifted his small frame and threw him over the edge. His body cracked, and I felt strangely at peace because of it. This place had more questions than answers. I walked around the edge down to the town. It was deserted. I smelled something foul and saw the animal pens and cages. They hadn't been cleaned since. The animal muck stayed there, and it looked like they did have a decent setup. If only things hadn't gone the way they did. I never found out why exactly they decided to save me, or why they were at the outpost. Possibly it was to trade. I climbed down the fire escape. It was a drop-down, and no doubt it had been done to prevent the chance of zombies approaching. The town didn't look like it endured a massive zombie swarm passing through. I waited, listened for any sounds of the living or the undead. Nothing. I dropped down and winced, having landed too roughly on my ankles. I started to jog when I saw the zombie I pushed off. The fall didn't kill him. I lifted my leg, stomped down hard on his skull. The brain matter and grime squirted upwards. I continued on my way through the streets, occasionally pushing a door, only to find all of them were closed, locked. Normally, towns would have some open buildings or something. However, it looked like this place at one time was well fortified. I kept walking, looking to get to the edge of town. When I was sure, I started to hear loud banging sounds in the distance on the metal doors. I jumped, started to walk quickly towards the edge of town, then heard the same banging sound. It was too precise for it to be zombies. It was people. This time, it was close to me. The building to my right started up and then to my left. I needed to get out of this fucking town as soon as I could. Around me, every damn building started to produce that banging sound. It was making my head spin. On and on it continued, only getting louder. The sound surrounded me, and I had to escape. Still, there were no people. My head swam, and I knew I had to get out of here. Were there people alive? Maybe they were zombies. I fled. Nothing else for me to do. And I half expected gunfire to follow me. There were none. I ran up into the mountains when it was starting to grow late. I looked back, and I could have sworn I saw people or shadows walking on the top of the building. I squinted. I couldn't tell if they were the undead or if they were the living. I didn't know if they would follow me, so I kept moving up the mountain. With any luck, I would see the horizon. I walked up through the rocky terrain, so far finding no zombies. I jumped when I heard.
Come back.
Come back to us.
Why are you leaving?
It happens sometimes. No, leave me alone, I murmured, feeling hot, and I swayed. My leg kept aching. I lifted it to see the infection from the trap, and I winced. It was red and swollen. I could see the pus pooling at the top, and knew I'd have to clean it. Briefly, I regretted leaving the facility. I squeezed the pus out. The green-yellow mixture stank, and there was the risk of tetanus. A worry for a later time. Looking closer, I realized pieces of metal were lodged inside. They were moving inside my living flesh, and I reached in, yanked it out, and threw it away. I grit my teeth, cleansed the wound with alcohol from my pack, and stitched up the wound, stitch by stitch. I wasn't sure if the traps were laced with anything. I felt exhausted. The adrenaline is failing me. I heard a snapping twig, and before I could look behind me, I heard a gunshot that got me in the chest from behind. I collapsed. I didn't get time to turn around, and I felt the fever. I was ravenous, and I realized I was already infected, and the change had begun.
This won't be fine eating,
the stranger's voice said.